one of Trippy Red's homies died, right? You know what I find out that grinds my gears? Anytime someone famous, friend, or family member dies, people always want to blame the homophobe. Like, they happen to do with it. This is that Illuminati shit I've been talking about. Like I told you, let's say for example, right? My dad passed away. Right after he passed away, well, he passed away. Let's say for example, he passed away. Right after he passed away, I start blowing up. Keep in mind, I've been writing, making music for a long time. So, I blow up. People not knowing, the only reason why I blew up is prior before him dying, I've been grinding, recording music, putting music out there for a long time, right? Now, all of a sudden, you know, my dad passes away, all of a sudden, I'm blowing up, right? These conspiracy Illuminati motherfuckers on some bullshit. So what happens is, they like, see, it's so heartening that he had to sacrifice his dad to blow up. And then fans would sit like, no, dog, like, y'all fools are stupid. They'll argue back and forth with that shit. It's what I believe. It's what I believe. Fuck you and fuck what you believe. Because that's the type of shit that I really fucking think is corny. Y'all throw that word corny around way too much. That is corny. These Illuminati niggas are corny. Okay? And I remember seeing this post on Curtis King. And if this doesn't show you how we as artists gotta just ignore motherfuckers, it's I'm telling you. And it says, rapper, hold up. Well, let me go on YouTube real quick. Hold, I'm not gonna look at a video or nothing. I'm gonna look up Curtis King. I follow him. Hold up, man. Okay, here it is. Rapper does numbers. Y'all say the numbers don't mean the rapper is good, right? You got that. Rapper doesn't do numbers, y'all say the rapper isn't good because they don't do numbers. Rapper gets famous, y'all say famous and everything. Rapper can get famous, y'all downplay the artists, they are artists, which y'all do. Even with me, even with underground artists, y'all do that all the time. You know what I mean? He's not that good. He's not that good. He's too monotone. He should do this. He should, that's called downplaying. That's not fucking, they'll call it criticism, but you're downplaying. You're downplaying. You tell the artist he should rap a little more mainstream. He should do hyper pop. He should do this. You rap with a boring tone. Blah blah blah. That's downplaying. Complex. Okay, for rapper, this is not like this one. Rapper releases complex rhymes. You don't want to put in no effort to understand them. You know, he's just yapping. He's miracle. What is he saying? Right? This one too. Rapper releases basic. Okay. The rapper releases simple rhymes. Y'all complain they're too basic. That's Dr. Seuss ABC shirt. Rappers coming up will sell tickets, but those are the ones that I particularly, you know, related to me. How many times have I seen songs with complex lyrics? And it's like, man, that's too complex. Come on, man. Where's the punchline? Where's the entendre? I mean, nah, come on, dog. You miracle. I say some simple shit. Where's the punchlines? Where's the metaphors? Right? Rappers coming up will sell tickets for $5.20. Guys, I'm not a fan. You don't. Rap, trust me, I did sales before. Rappers make it, and tickets are $300 to $800. Y'all say it's too expensive. Just admit it. Y'all don't really want to see people win. Y'all want to control the narrative as to why something is wrong. And that, in a nutshell, is why I say what I say in this podcast. That's why I say that. When you're a nobody rapper promoting your music on TikTok, by default, you're mid. By default, you're trash. By default, you're garbage. Nobody talks to you, even though in your music, you sound like a seasoned rapper that you've been doing this for a long time, they will still say you're slog. You're not using internal rhyme when you are. Where's the audio downplay your artistic vision and say, no, this is not going to make it on the charts. It's like as if you're making something for the charts. This song is not for the charts. They expect you to make music for the charts. You know, how labels do. Like I told you. Then they'll try to defend it. No, there is no defending it. You can't defend it. I don't know why people defend stupidity. That's how you motherfuckers are. All the time. You cannot defend it. Stop trying to defend stupidity. You cannot defend it, bro. You cannot. Hell, I'm an underground where I see this shit. Okay? I see this shit. I made a song called Darkstalkers, right? Where I'm comparing street life to the anime in the motherfucking, and what they should add too. Not just, you know, someone added, you know, how fans come to the show, just a fucking show, just a fucking artist, you know. Imagine someone coming to your job, it's a fucking issue at your job. That's exactly what these fans do. And then here's the kicker, then when you react, and leave the stage because you're not gonna stand on stage with a bunch of dumbasses attack you. Then you blame the artist. We should stay there and keep doing the shit. Why the fuck would I come to a show, put my sweat and everything? You'll say, what the show is not that, it doesn't give the fucking person the right to throw bottles at them. I paid my hard-earned money just to come up and you wonder why niggas do not like to do shows. Y'all be wondering why artists don't. Y'all just like to stay in the house and record music and not want to go out and not want to do shows. The reason why. Right there. Like, this is not 2012 where fans were actually, last time fans actually were fans and actually made sense. Like, nah. I'll be damned. I've seen innocent artists being suspected by dumbass fans. Because they're the headliner, they're the opening act for a headliner. And I've seen it happen. I've seen fans that ain't just damn near wanting to boo because they had to keep seeing a bunch of headliners. No, a bunch of opening acts. You only want to support the indie artists in your own city. Y'all just want to support the niggas that's already fucking big and already famous. So let's be real with that. Y'all can sit there and say, but that's fan, it needs to be said. Y'all say, that's the wrong narrative. No, nigga, it's the right narrative. Especially the simple, when you rap complex, y'all don't want to understand the artist part. Tell them to dumb it down. Also, if you dumb me down, nigga, you got motherfuckers on a fucking YouTube channel that is specifically for multi-syllabic complex lyricism, telling motherfuckers to dumb down their lyrics. Man, y'all just, like I'm telling you, this is the reason why I keep thinking make music for yourself. Unfortunately, my stupid ass chose to fucking let people weigh my fucking goddamn artistic expression to only be stuck on me one sound. You know, finding your bag. You know, you found your bag. You found your niche. Okay, cool. Now, we're playing that game, but respect my niche. Respect where I'm at. Don't tell me to do some hyperpop shit. Don't tell me to do no straight up hop on a trap beat, a generic trap beat. Don't tell me to fucking rap modern, because you rap coaches think rapping modern equates evolution when it doesn't. Following trends, I said this in my older podcast. Following trends, does that mean evolve? I don't know why y'all niggas say that. It makes no sense. You even got rap coaches saying that shit. You're not evolving from following a trend. but you know, it's what it is.